Welcome to Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis.
How are you, Fran?
Very good. Yourself?
Great, thanks.
Awesome. So today we're going to talk about, you know, a common question when it comes to kind of kitchen design when people are building, remodeling, and that's, you know, do I go with a cooktop and a separate wall oven or an all-in-one range? Yeah. What are your thoughts there?
I have an opinion there. I think if all things were possible, I think a wall oven, either cooktop or a wall oven with a separate range, mm-hmm. you could actually do that, is the way to go. I think for raw resale value, no one ever walks into a home and ever says, oh, I hate this house. It has two wall ovens over there up tall. I mean, Americans, you know, we all, 3 out of 5 Americans have a back issue at some point or chronically throughout their life. So less bending is better a lot of times, particularly as we age. So I think for resale value, it certainly holds well. I think for flow in the kitchen, it works really well as too, because your cooktop, your main cooking surface area is somewhere other than where you're pulling out hot food. Yeah. If you're all within one range, even these bigger ranges, still when it's go time and you're in the middle of a holiday, you know, that cooktop and that oven below by your feet, it's a very congested area. So it really congests the kitchen. So I'm a big fan of wall ovens. And moreover, I would just say, and we could talk at length about this in another episode, but you actually many times save money when comparing a big pro range to doing a cooktop with double ovens. You actually could save thousands. Yeah. It's not just a little bit of money.
And you know, like we talked about in other episodes, like dual fuel versus all gas. And like you said, if you have kind of a separate single oven with an all gas range, it kind of gives you the best of both worlds. Right. I'm going to throw this out here real quick to you because I know your thoughts and I think you're a little passionate on this one, but what if someone's considering, say, a 48-inch range?
Oh, no. I mean, you, 48-inch range, the answer is no. I mean, some people say for the scale of the kitchen, they need something that big. Get my head around that a little bit. But moreover, a 36-inch range, if you were going to do 48, do 36 and do a second wall oven. Now you have a big 3-foot main oven or oven below the range itself because it was 36 inches. Yeah. And then a big 30-inch oven. When you do a 48-inch range, that little side oven that they give you is a companion oven. Yeah. It is hard to put really anything in it.
Yeah.
Blue Star's actually done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
They actually have, if you're going to do one, if I'm really getting my appliance nerd on, if you had to. But I really would strongly consider 36-inch range, second wall oven. Bet you'd spend about the same amount of money.
Absolutely.
You walk away with way better cooking performance, size.
Right. Yeah. More functionality, best of both worlds there. Yeah. So that's going to do it for today when it comes to cooktops, wall ovens versus a range. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you enjoy the Appliance Advisors in general, we'd really appreciate if you would like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you don't, we'll try to do better next time.
There's always next time.
There's always next time. But thanks for joining us and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.